criticism regarding the lack of racial and gender diversity in the nominees for the Oscar has dogged the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences for years, taking the form of hashtags, OscarsSoWhite, OscarsSoMale. But can social media shaming actually work? Sherry Zeck, interim dean of Milner Library at Illinois State University and GLT's culture maven, says real change can happen at the Oscars, but it will take more than Twitter.
Well, I think the OscarsSoWhite certainly brought attention to something that was very, very wrong. I don't know if it was the hashtag itself, but certainly all the activity and all the talk around that issue, of which the hashtag was one part. I kind of wonder now, though, there are so many hashtags, there's no room in Twitter for actual text. I think that we might be in a kind of overload situation right now, where people want to write something and then they feel, well, I've got to do this and I've got to add this and I've got to hashtag that. And I think we might be reaching the point of overload, so that it's more of an obligation than actually an acknowledgement or a bit of activism.
So looking at the nominations of what we have this year, do you think the Academy took it to heart that they needed to have more diversity within their ranks and therefore within their nominees?
I think there are a number of things going on. First of all, for many, many years, the Academy was really dominated by people much older. The voting members of the Academy were much older. Well, frankly, a lot of those folks have died or are dying, and the age of voters is coming down. So, I mean, now somebody like Reese Witherspoon is old hat, right? And she's, what, 38 or something. So the demographic is getting younger within the Academy. There is generally more acknowledgement of problems with sexism and racism within the Academy. Look at the films that have come out. So the films are putting pressure on the Academy as well. There are a lot more African Americans and women who are getting their films made, getting them distributed, and getting them out there in front of a public that is appreciative. So all of those things are putting pressures on the Academy to change. Now, we can say that, and yet we look at the Best Director category, and there's still one woman in the category.
Yeah, that was Greta Gerwig.
Right.
For Lady Bird.
Right.
I hate California. I want to go to the East Coast.
I want to go where culture is, like
how
New
in the
York,
world did I research?
Or at least Connecticut or New Hampshire, where writers live in the
get
woods.
Get into those schools anyway.
Mom!
You should just go to City College. You know, with your work ethic, just go to City College and then to jail and then back to City College, and then maybe you'd learn to pull yourself up and not expect...
Which I have high hopes for in that category, but I think she's probably not going to win, but I have high hopes for that, in part because it seems like the right moment for another woman to win in the directing category.
Do you think overall women have done better this time with the Oscars? Have we seen more acknowledgement across the board? I mean, I'm thinking about Mary J. Blige, who not only got a nod for acting, but also for original song as well. So are we seeing more women getting nominated in areas like cinematography and so forth?
Not really. I mean, it's very limited. The tipping point has always been the directing category, in my view. Women actors are always featured, and cool people come in and cool people go away and all that. But the directing category is where there have been very few female nominees and only one winner. And again, we have Greta Gerwig here. I liked Lady Bird tremendously. It's one of my favorite films of the year, but I don't think it's a spectacular example of directing.
Okay, now wait a minute. You don't think maybe that she's just a token then?
I don't think she's just a token. It is a strong film, and it's not unusual for strong films generally, ones that are in the best film category, to also carry the director along with them. But I think maybe 5 years ago, this wouldn't have happened. So it's not a token, it's a little bit of a change maybe, that something gets the nod for best film and the director, even though she's a woman, also shows up in the best directing category. But I don't think she's necessarily going to win, although I have hopes.
You're a big fan of the film Wonder Woman that came out last summer. Now that was a fun movie, a great fun movie, but it did not rack up a bunch of nominations. Do you think that was fair? That was not a snub?
Well, first of all, big action films like that tend not to get into the big categories.
They get special effects, maybe costumes.
Costumes, special effects, production design possibly. So I'm sort of surprised it's not on here for editing or something, but I'm not surprised that it's not in any of the big categories.
Because it was a splashy, fun movie, not a serious movie, that the Academy, no matter what age group, no matter what demographic we have, they still embrace the serious movies then.
Pretty much, yep.
What do you think of Jordan Peele? He's an African-American director. Do you feel that his film, Get Out, is going to get an Oscar?
I don't. I have to confess, I've not seen the film because I don't do scary.
Get out.
Sorry, man.
Get out!
Yo! Rose, we gotta go.
Is everything okay?
Rose, the keys. Just get the keys.
Oh, I see.
And it looks unbelievably scary.
Okay.
Perhaps quite politically important scary, but unbelievably scary. I just watched the preview and put that on my list of no way. Absolutely not. Let's see. Mind control, zombies, and African-Americans getting killed systematically. Nope, not going there.
But anyway, will the Academy go there?
No.
Really?
No, they're not going to go there for best film. Possibly for best director. The buzz is that he's pretty well liked and pretty well thought of. So maybe in the directing category, but not for best film.
Of course, not too long ago, we talked about the Weinstein effect and what's going on in Hollywood, and of course the hashtags Me Too and Time's Up, and everybody's very focused on the issue of inappropriate behavior, and there's a lot of it out there to talk about. And one of the people who's been accused recently of sexual harassment is Casey Affleck, and he won Best Actor last year. It's mm-hmm. traditional at the Oscars for the guy who won Best Actor to present the next year the Best Actress Award. He has already said he's pulled out. He's not going to be presenting this year.
Well, I think pretty soon we're going to be in a situation where Tom Hanks is the only man who appears on stage.
They'll have to resurrect Gregory Peck.
Oh, Gregory Peck. You know I love Gregory Peck. I don't think that this is a sign of the future, unfortunately, because we are seeing so many people and their bad behavior being exposed that we are a nation of short attention spans. And we are a nation that is easily overloaded when we hear the same thing over and over again. And so Me Too has done great things, but maybe not by next year, but within a couple of years. I'm not saying we're going to go back to the way things were. Not saying that at all, but I think it will stop being on everybody's mind. So far, by and large, when men have been accused of bad behavior, they have disappeared from public view, or they've kind of done a mea culpa and then gotten out of the way. I think we're going to see more denials. I think we're going to start seeing more people saying, I was just flirting. Come on, it was not a big deal. We're going to see more pushback. As a wise man once said, the arc of history is long, but it bends toward justice. It's really long. It's not a perfect arc. It's got ripples in it. So we're going to see some backlash and some backtracking from Me Too, I think.
Did Casey Affleck do the right thing in pulling out, do you think, of presenting at the Oscars?
The right thing morally? The right thing morally would have been not to have behaved badly. He pulled out of the Oscars because he doesn't want to be publicly excoriated. No, no moral win for him there. That was self-preservation.
So do you want to stick your neck out and make a prediction about Best Picture this year? Because, my goodness, there's some good nominees. The nominees are?
The Post, The Shape of Water, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Call Me by Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, how did that get in there? Get Out, Lady Bird, and Phantom Thread. And you know, when the Oscars went to 10 nominees, I rolled my eyes because sometimes there's not five good ones in a year. This is the first year since they went to 10 that I thought, yeah, these are great films. And this year, I think we're really seeing what the addition of more nominees has been able to do for some somewhat smaller films in getting them some purchase in the audience base. Something like Lady Bird or The Shape of Water. Those are films that may, if we were just talking five, may not have made it there. But having made it into the Best Picture category, great buzz, great movies, they're doing fairly good box office, and their stars are doing well. And so here this year, I think we're really seeing some good come out of this, additional nominees. What do I want to pick? I may be the craziest person in the world, but I think it's going to be Three Billboards.
Well, now, why is that crazy? Because it did very well at the Golden Globes.
It did very well at the Golden Globes, but there's a lot of affection for The Shape of Water. Get Out has a following. Call Me by Your Name has a following. All things considered, I just think it's a winner. It's got a great script, great cast, enough controversy to make it interesting. It's a very, very good movie. So I'm putting my bet on that. But I do want to say something about The Post. If you look at this list here, The Post is the outlier because it's a film that 30 years ago we would have said, well, that's going to win Best Picture. And I don't think it has a chance.
Why?
Good script, good acting, good director, topical, well-made. I think it's like a well-made play of the 40s. We're tired of them. We want something that's got more of an edge, more bite. Just having all the right elements and doing everything very well, that's not going to pop through against something like, with this, again, with a slightly younger demographic of voters in the Academy, that's not going to pop through next to Get Out, Three Billboards, maybe even The Shape of Water.
That's GLT culture maven Sherry Zeck. She's the interim dean of Milner Library at Illinois State University. The Oscars are live this Sunday evening from the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. I'm Laura Kennedy.